Let's see, today is April the 26, 1984. Cassie is 6 years old, and she's in the first grade, and she's learning how to read. And Paul is four, and he
goes... I'm big.
And you're... Well, how big are you, Paul? Let me see.
That's tall.
How tall? Well, that's not big, Paul. You're not too... It is pretty big?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm bigger.
Paul, who is your teacher at school now, Paul?
Miss Mosley.
Miss Mosley, uh-huh. Well, listen, let's work on this. What am I supposed to do here with this? Oh, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, okay? Come to me.
Come to me.
All you who are weary.
All who are weary. All who are
weary.
And have
they
heavy.
Eat, Paul, don't eat heavy. That. Just a minute. Let's work on some more problems here now. 15 minus 6.
8.
No. 15
8
minus
6. 9.
11 minus 6.
5.
12 minus 6.
6.
7 minus 6.
1.
Okay, Cassie. Now listen. I'm going to tell a story in a few minutes. Do you want to, me to tell a story, Paul? Okay. Okay. About what? What'd you say, Paul? A big what?
Bear in the bushes.
A bear in the bushes? Do you like those kinds?
No, Daddy, tell them what one.
Oh, I don't know. Well, once upon a time, in a faraway land, there was a
big bull outside.
A big what?
The bull outside.
A long time ago, in a big black forest in a faraway land, there was a little house, and the little house was so
tiny.
The house was so tiny that it only had one room, and it had an attic upstairs, kind of a hayloft, and downstairs was a stove to cook on, and a table to eat, and chairs to sit in.
And then we have Poppy Crack.
That's right.
And the house.
Yeah. And upstairs, in the loft, was where the little boy and the little girl that lived there slept. And they climbed up the ladder every night and slept in the loft. And boy, they liked it so nice up there. It was so cozy. And they would sit up there and they could look down and watch their mama and daddy down in the room below while they were standing up at night sitting in front of the fireplace. And boy, the little boy and girl just loved to get up in the loft and lay in their sleeping bags and look down at their mom and daddy and watch what they were doing and listen to what they were talking about and everything. But after they stayed there a little while, pretty soon they would drift on off to sleep. And they go, the little girl kind of snored a little bit. You could hear her.
I was sitting.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I didn't tell you what the name of the little boy and girl were. But one, the little girl's name was Santa. And the little boy's name was...
Pollywog.
Pollywog. Santa and Pollywog were the names of the two little boys and the little boy and girl. And they loved living in the house. And every morning, they would get up bright and early, and they would go outside and run out to the shed. And
sleep the horse.
That's right. They had a little pony out in the shed, and they would get some hay every morning.
I'm leaving. Parents stop talking.
Well, wait a minute.
And then he was a dog. He was gone.
Is that right?
No. Let's tell me, but then I'm going to leave.
It's all. Well, I tell you what. They would go out every morning and put hay in the stall for the little horse. And the horse was a little Palomino. Poor, was a perfectly gold horse.
For me.
And the horse, in the springtime, that horse looked like it was made out of solid gold. It was so pretty. And Pollywog...
he was gone.
Well, Pollywog and Santa loved to ride on that horse, and they used to get up in the morning and run out and feed the horse. And after he got... And then they'd run back in the house and sit down at the table and eat their breakfast. And some mornings they would have dry cereal, and some mornings they would have scrambled eggs, and some mornings they would have oatmeal, and some mornings they'd have rice cereal.
They would have scrambled eggs.
That's right. And after they got finished, they'd run back outside, and they would take turns riding. They'd take turns riding the horse.
What pony?
It was a pony. Well, it was a pretty little horse. Boy, it was really nice.
Then he was gone.
Well, they came out one morning. They got up real early, and they came out. It's such a beautiful day. They looked outside, and they thought, boy, this will be a great day to ride the horse. And they ran outside to feed the horse, and they got the hay, and they threw it in the stall, but the horse
was gone.
And they didn't know what happened.
Then they went to get him.
Well, Pollywog thought that maybe somebody ate the horse. And Santa said, people don't eat horses, and nobody eats horses.
Somebody. The boss doesn't eat horses.
Who does?
The boss doesn't eat horses.
They do. Well, you know what they found
out? I'm not good at a bubble. Because of yours.
That's right. Well, they found out that the horse...
I'm a bite boss leg.
How did the horse get out of the stall, Paul, you know?
He would kick the stall. He would kick the
stall. He left it open.
Somebody, I think, left it open, Paul. And it was probably Santa. Santa was probably in such a hurry to put him away and get in the house.
Maybe kick it open.
No, I think Santa was in such a hurry to get in front of the fire that she forgot to close the gate when the horse got out during the night. But they didn't know where he went.
And then I went and closed the gate.
Well, no, it was too late, though, Paul, because they looked around. Santa and Pollywog looked around. They couldn't find the horse anywhere.
They saw a big, tiny bull.
No, they looked across the field and didn't see the horse. And finally, they said, we better go find the horse. And they saw some tracks leading into the woods. Yeah. And they said, let's follow the tracks, and maybe we can find the horse. So they walked into the forest. And began looking right and left all over for the horse. And they walked, and they walked.
And they heard something. And then they heard something.
Okay, thank you for turning it off.
And then they heard something.
Well, wait a minute.
He said, ooh.
What was that?
That was a bird.
Was that a bird or something?
No, that was a bird boy.
Oh. Okay, well, let me go on and tell a story here. Maybe the crow was seeing the horse, and so they said, let's go in the direction of where the crow is, and they began to walk on through the woods, and they were looking for where the crow was.
They didn't find the bear, I bet.
Well, you know what happened?
No.
They kept looking and looking and looking. And pretty soon,
they didn't see a bear.
They said, we need to sit down and eat our lunch. And so they got the bag, and they brought their sandwich in, and they sat down beside the tree, and they pulled out their sandwich, their peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Daddy,
and, yes.
They always see a bear. I'm trying to get rid of bear stories.
You don't like bear stories?
I do.
Well,
every time they get in trouble, they find a bear, and they get in trouble.
Well, you know what? They sat down.
I just get bear boy.
Well, they sat down beside the tree, and they ate their lunch. And,
I would eat the lunch.
And after they ate their lunch, they thought, well, let's rest here a few minutes before we go on. I'm tired of walking all morning long.
I'm not.
And so they sat down, and it wasn't long. Well, it wasn't long.
I was tired of eating.
Really, it wasn't long before Pennywise looked over at Cassie, at Santa, and...
I was sound asleep.
She was sound asleep.
And Pennywise said, Pennywise said, I better
not bother her now. And so he sat there and waited for her, and it wasn't long before his eyes got so heavy that pretty soon...
And then they wake up.
He went to sleep.
And then they wake up.
And after a while, a long time, they finally woke up. And they woke
then
up.
And they was playing the horse.
Santa woke up and said, I need to get Pollywog up and let's go get the horse. And they woke up and they looked up and they noticed that it was starting to get dark. And they thought, what are we going to do? We need to head on back before it gets dark. And we'll never find our way through these
woods.
We'll never find our way through these woods if...
And then they find a bird bulb.
Well, let me tell the story, okay?
Okay.
Paul's trying to help tell it.
Don't let him.
Yeah, I know.
Boring. What's him talking?
You want me to tell the rest of the story?
Yes.
Well, they discovered that it was getting dark, and they decided they better go back. And they start walking back through the woods. And then they realize that they didn't know the way. They couldn't figure out how to get back. And Santa said, do you know which way to go, Pollywog? And Pollywog said, I think it's this way. And Santa said, I think it's...
Right way.
Santa said, I think it's that way. And so...
I think it's that way. Well, we should let the girls have their way.
Well, they decided to take one of the ways. But pretty soon they realized that they weren't getting out of the woods. And they began to get scared because it was getting real dark. You know what happened?
They saw a bear.
And
they saw a big bulb.
Santa said, wait, Paul, Pollywog, listen.
That's a bulb.
And they heard a sound.
A wolf. Bulb. A wolf. A bulb. Bob. It's a dog. It's a coyote. No, it's a big bob. It's a coyote.
So scared. It's and then coyote. Suddenly they heard some rustling of the leaf. The
it's a coyote. It's a big bob, Daddy. It's a big boy.
What was it? It's a wolf howling off in the distance. Yeah. And suddenly they heard some bushes rustling. And they got so scared that they ran over and started climbing the tree.
I was so scared, Dad.
Now, can wolves climb trees? The bears
no. I shut my knees down. I can get
bored. Paul, be quiet!
I can get bored, Dad. Yeah. Well, I'm getting sick of him talking.
I'm having a hard time telling the story.
I can move.
Paul heard this last night in a slightly different version. So, well, and plus he was helping last night. Well,
show Daddy the backup somehow.
Kind of, yeah.
It's kind of different.
Yeah. So they climbed up the tree, And can wolves climb tree, Paul? Trees?
No.
What?
Do wolves know how to climb trees? Do wolves know how to climb trees, Cassie?
No, they can knock leaves down.
They can knock leaves down?
Trees.
Knock trees? Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, they were up in the tree, and they got so scared, they saw this wolf coming out of the bushes. And the wolf came up and started pawing at the tree, and it scared
them. Scared.
Yeah.
I would bite his toe off.
What? Daddy, if there's Ferrell near there, he'd be scared after death.
Well, anyways, they were scared that...
If he was going to get us, that would be a loud gab.
They were scared that...
Paul,
you want me to finish this story?
No.
You don't want to hear the rest of the story?
No.
Okay.
Let's go.
Do you want me to tell the rest of the story?
No.
All right, well, be still a minute.
Be still, Paul.
Well, I'm not finished yet. They're still up in the tree. And so, you know what happened then? Santa started getting ready to cry about the wolf. She was afraid the wolf was going to get up the tree. He put his paws up on the trunk and he was clawing. And you know what happened?
I will buy his finger off too.
What?
I'll buy his finger off too.
Bite his finger off too.
And then I will pull his eye off.
Okay, well then what happened was all of a sudden the little horse, the Palomino horse.
And then he got Cassie.
Where are you going, Cassie?
And then he got Cassie.
Where'd she go?
Said he took a
paw
button in.
And then...
Cassie, come on back.
And then
back.
He got Cassie.
Come on, Daddy, I'm listening. I'm right back.
And then all of a sudden, the Palomino horse came running out of the woods.
And then he got the paw button.
Then he turned around up against the wolf, and he kicked the wolf.
And then he bit the wolf.
No, he kicked the wolf, and the wolf went, oh, 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 oh! And he went running off through the bushes.
And that's the last they saw of that wolf. And then he was gone.
I know he was gone, but then Pollywog still didn't know how to get home, and neither did Santa. He didn't
I know how to get home.
No, you were... This little boy was lost.
I'm going to go the right way. And then go that way.
No, the little boy and girl were lost, Paul. They didn't know how to get out of the woods. And you know what happened?
What?
They finally decided to get on their little horse. You know what their horse's name was?
Yes.
What?
He could get home.
Well, but you know what their horse's name was?
What?
Kig. Their horse's name was Kig. And Kig.
And then he was...
They climbed up on Kig.
And then he could get home.
And you know what? Kigger was so hungry that he started taking them through the woods and faster and faster. And they were getting scared they were going to fall off. And before you know it, all of a sudden they came out of the woods and they were in the field and they looked across the field. And there was the little house. And they saw how to get home.
And then they followed.
And that horse took off cantering across that field, and that little boy and girl were just about to bounce off. He didn't have a bridle or a saddle.
I didn't bounce off.
Well, they were hanging.
I just say up.
They were hanging on to his mane.
I was hanging on to a snack.
I know it. And they got on back.
Then I didn't fall off.
You didn't?
No.
They got on across that field. And boy, they were so glad to get home as the sun went on down. And they put the horse.
I was saying the bushes.
They put the horse in the barn.
Then I didn't need to go home.
Well, I know, but you're not in the store. I'm telling a story about another little boy and girl.
They'll be back to me.
Huh?
They'll be back.
They went on, they took the horse into the barn and fed him a double portion of hay this time. And the little boy and girl went into the house and ate their supper and climbed up in the loft and went sound asleep in their sleeping bags. And this night, they didn't even look down to watch their mom and daddy sitting in front of the fire talking about What a beautiful day it has been. And that's the end of the story.
What a beautiful day it has been.
That's the end of the story, Paul.
Nothing means that to me.
Kathy, I'm going to let you tell them a story one of these days.